have Principal Brandon Blackwell from West Oak High School. Please have a seat.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Before we begin, I need to read the following statement. In accordance with the Freedom of Information Act, the High School League posted and provided notices of this hearing and the stated agenda. A copy of the notice will be attached to the minutes of this meeting. Pursuant to South Carolina Code, Section 30-4-60, every meeting of all public bodies shall be open to the public unless one of the criteria delineated in South Carolina Code 30-4-70 is at issue, unless the facts and evidence presented in this appeal involve any discussion of employment, appointment, compensation, promotion, demotion, or the release of an employee or a student or person regulated by a public body, or the appointment of a person to public office. This hearing shall proceed in public view of those in attendance at this public hearing. At this time, do you wish to proceed in open or closed session?
Open.
The appeals process will begin pursuant to the rules and regulations outlined in the bylaws of the South Carolina High School League, found on pages 1 and 2 of the bylaws. Before proceeding, I need to ask if you are seeking a change in classification and region placement, or change in region placement only?
Classification and region for football only.
Finally, are there any members of the executive committee who believe they need to recuse themselves from this appeal? See none. If there are no questions by the school or committee members, the school may present its appeal at this time. Please limit your presentation to 10 minutes to allow for questions and discussion. You may introduce your presenters and begin.
Okay, I'll start, but also have Athletic Director Tim Sheriff alongside. I hope you've all had a chance to review the documentation that we sent to you yesterday. We believe that our situation is a little bit unique, which is why we recognize that our request is a little bit unique and that it's never been done before. But, you know, if you look at the 45 ADMs, and we're not trying to dispute those, we recognize where we fall. All that we're asking is that you also take a look at our participation rates versus those that we would be competing against and the issues that may could cause with our student athletes. In the 3A region, with Daniel Wren and BHP coming in and Liberty Crescent and Powdersville going out, those three schools, you know, Daniel had 891 to our 612. But then when you look at the football numbers, it's where the real issue lies. We had 25 students participate in football last year. We had no JV team. That's the second year in a row that we've not been able to field a JV team. And then you look at Daniel, 51 on varsity, 43 on JV. Wren had 64 on varsity. We were unable to obtain the information for their JV team. BHP had 49. We were also not able to find their JV. And then Seneca, 50 and 30. Pendleton, 42 and 24. And again, we had the 25. So then if you compare us to the 2A region that we're requesting to go into, you see that our numbers closely align with a lot of theirs. There are even schools with a lower ADM that have more players than we have. Noted also is that Crescent is an example of what can happen. Crescent had to cancel their JV last year after 5 games because they had injuries on varsity, which caused them to have to take players up to varsity from the JV team. We don't have that luxury. We're already not fielding a JV team. If we go against these other teams and we sustain injuries, it's completely feasible that we would have to cancel games or send 15 to 20 players to compete both ways against a team that has 70 players on the other sideline. I think most of you that have coached before recognize that that could also be a safety concern. We recognize that some of the pushback on our request is one that has never been done before. And we certainly recognize that, but that's, to me, not a valid reason to not consider something. Also, we have heard reasons for scheduling conflicts. Well, we already have our schedules set in place. That's going to cause us to have to juggle games around. If we're trying to do what's best for the students, I also agree. I don't agree with that either as being a valid argument as to why we can't consider this, because we're truly trying to do what's best for our students. And to take it one step farther, if you've noticed, we've even proposed, because there were concerns about, well, if we allow this, then what happens next reclassification when you have teams wanting to go down to 2A or down from 4A to 3A to try to gain a competitive advantage. Well, if you put the caveat in place that we're proposing and deem us ineligible for playoffs for the next 2 years, that's going to deter some of that. You're not going to have teams try to go down to 2A to gain a competitive advantage if they can't compete for region championships, for playoffs, and things like that.
Sure. And just to piggyback on what Dr. Black was speaking of our 25 athletes that we had competing in football, 11 were seniors. So we were returning 14 returning players, and then, you know, as an athletic director, it is hard for me to put freshmen out there against BHP, Ren, and Daniel, because you got defending 4A state champion that's coming down 3A. You got one that made it through third round and one that made second round in the playoffs. So it's very difficult to put athletes out there when we do not have the numbers. Now, one thing that we're concerned about, if we do not are unable to complete the football season or unable to field a football team because of this reason, then it's going to affect our non-revenue sports. Everyone in here hopefully has dealt with sports, and football is a driving force for a lot of non-revenue sports. So we would look to lose anywhere from 10 to 12 sports, which will affect about 150 to 160 of our athletes at school. So that's our biggest concern that we have with football.
Do you feel you've had the opportunity to present your case to the committee? At this time, I would open the floor to the committee for questions. I'm going to ask one just to clarify. So your request is that you move from 3A to 2A in football only and not be allowed playoffs regardless of what outcome?
Not be eligible for playoffs.
Not be eligible
regardless
of
outcomes. Yes.
Okay. Just wanted to clarify that request. Okay. Questions, Mr. Two?
I have a couple. Now, your request is unique. I agree with that. However, your situation is not. I think we start to see, and I think the league can provide numbers to really show a decline in participation in football. What's the answer? I don't know. Just making comments, but I'm getting my question. You know, in this case, you mentioned your non-revenue sports, and I'm a little, not quite as familiar with West Oak as some other places. How would you describe your booster club?
They do a good job of fundraising, and we did replace the coach 2 years ago, which has helped stabilize our numbers. But the issue is football draws a lot from the fundraising for the booster club.
And the booster club was inactive 2 years ago, so we've just built it back up.
I got you. So you're doing pretty good there. And your community support, how would you describe that?
They are supportive, and we're gaining support. There was a lack of support in some of these areas prior to some of these changes, which is, you know, we're just starting to get some of that excitement back and starting to get some more kids to participate. And that's one of our concerns, is that, we, to be completely honest, we've already had some say that if we were to stay in this region, they're transferring to another school or they're not going to play or things like that. You know, we're already hearing some of that.
So last...
Can I piggyback on that real quick? Okay, just the teams that we will be competing against since 2012, since I've been athletic director, we were 1-43 against those teams with a point differential of 1,600 points. So that's why a lot of our kids look and like, why do I want to go out there and get my friends beat in?
And you're not alone in that respect. That is not unique.
No, and I understand that. I just want to let you know the perspective of what we're walking into.
And number-wise, I get that. Going, last question here for me is, you mentioned your revenue sports. I understand that fully and certainly don't want you to have to fold up on a football sport. But you mentioned your revenue, and from what I'm getting, and maybe I'm just inferring this, but your other 12 sports, I think you mentioned, it would fold because if you folded football, in jeopardy of?
Correct.
You know, your community support and your booster club, do you honestly think they'd let that happen?
In some of the sports, yes.
Okay.
Right. Other questions?
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
What's the participation level at your other sports, and how big is your school?
Our current enrollment is 756.
And baseball, softball, how many?
As of right now, it's pretty good in baseball and softball. Soccer, we're in a decline there. In fact, we may end up not having a JV team for boys soccer this year. So it fluctuates. Our baseball coach has done a great job. He's been there 5 years now. Prior to him being there, baseball's down. He's built it back up, and he has 12 seniors this year, so you know he's doing pretty well. But football is just one of those that we're having a hard time getting the kids out.
And where is West Oak High School?
Oconee County. Oconee County. Okay.
Right. Thank you.
Other questions? Yes.
What are the youth programs coming up for Clay? Middle school program, youth programs, and football.
Okay. Our C team last year, we had 28, and 20 of those were 8th graders.
Is that 7th and 8th grade?
Yes. So we are hoping to keep those 20 together, but like I said, our concern is them, those 20 freshmen to get seniors on other teams. But as far as their rec program, you know, they have one team per age group, and they're averaging around about 18 kids per age group.
When you presented your appeal to 3A and 2A, did you have included the piece of not being eligible for the playoffs when
No.
you made that proposal?
No.
And question number two would be, if you were granted the move from 3A to 2A, who would your non-region competition be? Because you'd be going to play more of the teams that you've been playing already, correct?
Correct. Right. Dixie still.
Right. We have Dixie on their non-schedule. We have Crescent. We do have Liberty, which is the conference we're asking, so we would have to rearrange that. We do play Wahala because they're in county. And then our last one is, I believe it's Lambert. I'm sorry, it's Christchurch.
Okay, and they're in that region as well.
Correct.
You're going to have to fill three games non-region-wise.
Yeah. And we were in conversations with Seneca and Pendleton already in regards to that.
Which are the two that you're leaving?
Would be two of the ones, but due to proximity.
So you're asking to leave the region, to not play them, but then play a non-region.
The tail end of our region is really not the largest of the concern. It's the front end of our region and the large discrepancy between their numbers and ours.
Okay. Just clarify.
So just clarification, in reality, you're only replacing one game with that you would not be already playing?
Three games.
The Wren, Daniel, and BHP are the ones you're replacing, but you would replace those with two?
We haven't.
You said you were in discussion with...
We were in discussions with Pendleton and Seneca, but that has not been nailed down.
Which have larger numbers than you have as well?
Yes. Pendleton's are closer to ours.
Other questions for the presenters?
I would just ask this: the kids who are talking about transferring out and that type of thing due to the schedule coming, do you think they would continue to stay with you knowing that playoffs were not a possibility?
I do.
Fair enough. Other questions?
I do. You mentioned C team. I mean, have you considered maybe going to like a hybrid B team where you play some others, or where you do a 9 or 7, 8, 9?
We were in discussion with that, especially if we would have stayed in the same region we were in, because some of the other schools like Crescent was considering that as well as Liberty. But once we realized we were going to be in with some 4A schools coming down, we just didn't feel comfortable putting 8th graders against possible 10th graders.
You wouldn't in this scenario? Yeah.
Well, we were planning on going like 8th, 9th, and 10th graders.
You couldn't. Yeah, there's a problem with that. I mean, you want to check into some policy. Yeah, all right.
Other questions? Seeing no other questions, this time I would entertain a motion.
I'm make a motion to deny the appeal to allow West Oak to change their region placement for football.
So we have a motion on the floor to deny the request for West Oak to be able to move from 3A to 2A in football only. Do I have a second?
Second.
I have a motion and a second to deny the request. This time I'll open the floor for discussion. Yes, sir.
Just state my reasoning. You know, it gets mixed up with this. And again, as I said before, just to restate from my original motion, this is not unique, your situation. Everybody across, in fact, there are regions across the state that strictly go, and that's what I'm bringing up, the B-team piece. That's the teams that they have. Because they've experienced the same numbers and similar situations and circumstances. So that's the one reason. The other reason being, when we start shuffling out, I mean, I understand, but at the same token, when we are consistent across the board, and I understand you brought that to your point, in the fact that, it's never been asked before. Well, it hasn't. But if we're maintaining the integrity of the classification and step out of the box, not necessarily the league, but from your side, and that's the reason I bring about the recommendation or just thought process. So my motion to deny is based on that from the school side of we haven't taken some other pieces of information and tried to go another direction. As well as you're replacing schools that are larger or similar in size that you're getting off of your schedule.
Other discussion?
Similar to Sam, I just don't see this as being an undue burden or that the reclassification and region placement created an undue burden as I'm perceiving. This is something that many schools in the state are challenged with, not just from the standpoint of dwindling numbers athletically, but we've had schools and will continue to have schools who students unfortunately play both ways to fill teams where they have 20 men, 25 students on an active roster and are scheduled against schools that have more. I think that's a challenge that they have to look at internally on the numbers. But to slice off one program just to be put them in a region separate from the entire school demonstrates that is not an undue burden necessarily that affects the entire school, but just a program. So we would be making a decision, overturning a decision based on a program and not the entire classification of the for the school.
Other discussion? Hearing none, we have a motion on the floor to deny the appeal for West Oak to move from 3A to 2A. We have a second. All those in favor, please raise your right hand.
Please raise hands high. 17.
Opposed.
0.
Likely that means the appeal has failed. If you wish to appeal to the appellate panel, please notify the commissioner within 24 hours of writing. Okay. Thanks, sir. Thank you.